This microphone. Okay.
Oh, there we go. Oh, yeah.
It's like the guy looks at the wrong camera.
That's like, yeah.
That's the wrong
microphone. You're on camera three.
Yeah.
I am.
All right, CKW. 95.9 FM. Yes, indeed, we're still here at 2:01 in the AM, for Pete's sakes. So that means we have 59 minutes left in the show, and that's it. And sadly, we only got one pledge tonight, which is below average. But I have confidence that there's still someone out there that's going to give us a pledge for Fun Drive 2026. So if you're wondering, if you're just kind of, maybe you fell asleep and you're just waking up and you're like, what is happening on this radio station? So for the next, not quite 2 weeks, but we have a two-week Fun Drive. It started on the 6th, and we go till the 20th. And we're trying to raise $60,000. That equates to 20% of our yearly operating budget. The other 80%, if you're wondering, comes from the wonderful students at the University of Winnipeg. And it's through a thing called the Student Levy. And so if you come to the University of Winnipeg, you might not even know this. And you've been doing it, even if you're an alumni. You were paying to keep the radio station running all those years. It's about, from what I understand, it's about $10 out of your tuition. So if you paid, you know, like 10 grand to go to school here, you gave us 10 bucks every year that you you might have done that. And we really appreciate it. Like, I know some students don't even know they do that, but that's the way it works, you know.
Well, you have lab fees, you have this, you have that, you know.
Yeah.
Health plan.
Yeah, it's on for sure.
But, we're technically a student. Yeah, we started off as a student group. We still are sort of a student group. We're sort of part of student life, right?
Yeah,
so they had the opportunity to come here, find out about music, maybe go ahead and get on the air, do research, maybe helps the research skills, data entry. There's all sorts of social skills, obviously. There's a lot of potential for students to enrich themselves.
That's right.
I remember my history prof said, go take in a Westerns game or something. Just have... You know, you're more holistic. You had a holistic approach to the experience. Like, yeah, go to the gym or work out, and you know, not just sit there and stream through your thing and get some cubicle job, so you can make your mom happy. You know,
type
of thing. I need retirement. Yeah. So.
Yeah. You know what was awesome? So on Sunday during the Super Bowl, I guess no one else could come. So I came in to take the phone calls on Sunday. And, there wasn't many phone calls. I think everyone was watching the Super Bowl and stuff. And as soon as the Super Bowl ended, we got a whole bunch of online pledges. It was funny. It was like a whole pile of them flew in. But anyways, I had the pleasure of actually taking what few calls we had with the president of the UWSA, and his name is Alan as well, and he spells it the right way, the Alan, you know, like me. But we talked a little bit about what you were saying, David, and he was like, yeah, there's not that many student groups left, and the pandemic, you know, is like, we're still recovering from the pandemic, I think, and he said, yeah, like when everything shut down there for a year, year and a half, you know, I guess all the student groups kind of went away, and they haven't really made a comeback yet, which is too bad.
I remember these ads for like on the radio for like Arizona State or something like that. Their thing was correspondence courses.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
So that, and then there was that technical college that closed down a couple weeks ago in the South End of City.
Yeah, that's terrible. It's terrible. Yeah. I was going to say, and, we haven't, like I said, we got one phone call tonight from my sister. But so we'll revert to the scare tactics, though. But I was going to mention that, too. Like, keep CKW and Stylus Magazine going. We've seen a lot of not great things. Like, what was that the Manitoba Technical Institute? What was it called?
Yeah, I forgot the name of it, but it was there's Red River College to the north. That was sort of like the bigger senior thing. And then there's like another college to the south. That was sort of like a Red River, like technical stuff more, but they basically went bankrupt.
Yeah.
I think it had to do with there's a foreign student cap that the government did. And they didn't have a plan B. They sort of planned, put all their eggs in one basket, and whoops, and they lost the plot there.
Yeah.
But they had, for a while, a radio station, briefly.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was called Flav or something. It was. This is quite a while back. There was this time where it was like Red River had a call. Red River College had a station.
Yeah.
This college has. Well, we have a station. You must have a station. And so there was all this. It was a big fad or something.
Yeah.
We had our station. Like, we've been to FM. U of M got their station back. They were one of the first college stations, campus stations in the country, along with Ottawa, I think. And then the student union next year changed government, and they said, well, you know what? Why did it, you know, they got rid of it and sold everything off again, fire sale.
Yeah.
And then we never had campus. We were like one of the last metropolitan areas to get a campus station in 1998, 99.
Yeah.
And that was sort of the end of the golden era of campus stations, you know. Yeah. So we were the last. We were the first. We squandered it all. Then we're the last.
Yeah.
And that's why we said we're going to have this fund drive so that the student government. Well, first of all, the CRTC in their infinite wisdom says you can't own, you have to be a third party. So you have the incorporated third party radio station so that the student the university proper can't shut us down exactly. Like, and they have it's a sort of hands off. So people like it's just a loose affiliation, you know.
Interesting.
We're independent.
Yeah, no, for sure. And you brought up a point almost by accident, but Rob was telling me, the station manager, the other board meeting, you know, Ottawa's campus station closed. They shut down, which is another cautionary tale. So we lost the Winnipeg Technical College or whatever it was called just now. We lost the Valor FC, our soccer team, right? Mm-hmm. They closed down. Then Rob tells me about the Ottawa station closing down. I don't know what their call letters were. I should look it up. But anyways, please don't let that happen to us. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I think... there is, I think in the States, there's a small college station revival. Sort of there's a whiplash to all the, because we had, remember, the internet, I'm old enough to remember internet being all, what the hell was it called? Netscape. It was real time, real player.
Oh, yeah.
All that stuff with the otter, weird dial-up yet. My God, how did they even stream that stuff?
Yeah.
But anyways, it was exciting. It was new. Ooh, internet. And it's like, you can listen to music through the internet. And now, you know, people were streaming CKW back then, too. And there's like people from like, there wasn't that many stations out there. So there's a lot of people from New York and this are streaming CKW. Now it's like whatever. But then we had, what do we have now? We have everybody. We have the YouTube and music and all platforms you can think about. And now it's sort of, was sort of democratic and Wild West. Now it's been like moneyed investors. You have the Bezos, have the, you know, all the tech bros, you know, they're sort of consolidated. Google doesn't even work like a search engine anymore. It's like trying to sell you crap.
Yeah.
You know, it's just horrible. I'm just soured by the whole thing. So you got to go. I think you want to go into the dark net these days
Get
anything. Well, I don't know, man. Something weird. So.
Well, that's a great thing about CKW, too. Well, the no commercial thing's wonderful because we're getting pretty bombarded now, right, with commercials. Like, the internet's insane. Like, they're bombing me with everything. I'm like, holy cow, dude. Like, seriously, I just want to listen to a song. So at least here at CKW, there's no commercials. Plus, you know, I'm really disheartened with, you know, the way all the news networks, particularly in the United States, are all, you know, sponsored by a party now, right?
Like, or drug companies.
Yeah, or, yeah, corporations.
Like, if you're watching American ad or they're all sponsored by a drug, their ads are all pharmaceutical ads.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's crazy. So it's nice being here broadcasting. We can, you know, if I wanted to play, if I didn't want to talk on a show, I could just play all songs and just run a few IDs in between, and that's what I can do. I can do whatever I want here. I can kind of speak my mind too. I can say whatever I want. Well, maybe not whatever
we
I
have
want,
some,
but
we have,
you know,
reasonable freedoms here.
Yep.
We don't look at the studio. There's no windows here. You can't even see outside, and you know. Which is probably a sort of a blessing in disguise, because no Russian windows to fall out of, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you do media in a different country, you're out the window.
Yeah.
Literally, you know?
No, for sure. So there's a lot of freedoms here, and I think people realize that too. I love our news programming on this station is quite awesome because it's not being funded by Bezos or Mr. Facebook or whatever his name is, Zuckerberg and all that stuff. And so we're able to broadcast shows that are pretty neutral, you know, that kind of broadcast the news in a fair way instead of like when you turn to Fox in the States, they're all Trump's the best. And then turn to like
it's sort of
NBC, it's like Trump's the worst. And then I don't know what ABC does and CBS, but you know what I mean? Everyone's sponsored by somebody out there. And it's like, I don't know, man. Like, I'd rather listen to Democracy Now and, than any of that stuff.
It's something, anyways. How about, like, the Corporation for Public? But Trump cut all the funding to PBS and NPR and all that.
Right. Yeah. What a shame.
And even Voice America's gone. So.
Yeah. It's a shame. It's getting rough down there.
No propaganda, even.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah. So, listen, if you're up and you appreciate the kind of neutrality and the freedoms that CKUW have for you, and we don't get any money from the government. We get no money from corporations or anything like that, and therefore we don't run commercials. So, like I said, 80% the students take care of, which is wonderful. Thank you to all the students, although we were hurt just like the Winnipeg Technical College. Like, when they put that kind of cap on foreign students, boy, that hurt the UW. I guarantee you it hurt. And when that hurts the UW, it hurts us. Yeah. So that's why we need to raise $60,000. No questions about it, because times have changed.
We have always had our plan B.
Yeah.
Spread it out. So that the community part, which is you out there.
For sure.
So and you come in here.
For sure. And I was saying this before, but, you know, I see all the numbers and how things operate here being on the board. And I can guarantee you that, you know, we're not drinking Perrier water here. No.
Or any water.
We don't have anything. we have to go to the tap in the bathroom. Just kidding. Next door and fill our water. But we're not wasting money here. Like, your pledge will go to something important to keep the radio station going, whether it be to pay our 4 paid staff or whether it be to pay for some of our licenses or to pay some of our damn bills, just like you have at home there. That's where it's going. It's not going to, like, some wasted... We're not buying really expensive chairs to sit on or something. No, it's not like that. We're basically getting by. And we budget super carefully, much like possibly you do at home. And but nothing goes to waste here. There's no extravagant purchases at all. We get what we have to get, and then we get on the air, and we bring you radio. Almost every single person that does a show on this station is a volunteer. So we're doing it for love. We're not doing it to make some sort of paycheck and stuff like that. So if you can appreciate stuff like that, then please give us a call, 204-774-6877. And www.ckuw.ca slash donate if you want to get all complicated. But I'll talk to you about something else too. Like, a lot of people have gone towards the Spotify or the Apple Music and stuff. So I did a little dig in, because to be honest with you, I've never given one penny to Spotify or Apple Music or any of those guys. Like, I don't need to. I mean, I've got YouTube at home. I've got CKW on the radio, and I've got the internet if I want to search out things. So I don't need to spend any money on Spotify or Apple Music. And I found out that Spotify is about $13 a month if you're just a regular person, you know, just by yourself, single or whatever. You can get a $23 family plan there, you know, per month. So okay, whatever. And then Apple Music is $11 a month, so it's a little bit cheaper, I guess. And then it's $17 a month for families.
There's no Neil Young on there either.
That's right. Yeah.
And you get it for free if you're in Greenland.
No, for sure. For sure.
So Neil Young gave us music for free streaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Greenland. Yeah.
Good. Good. Take that, Trump. But no, like, what is... So if you were on Spotify and you're paying your $13 times 12 months is how much?
That's expensive for... Yeah.
So that's $156. You know, if you're like me and you want to save money and you don't need Spotify and you don't want to support a guy who's basically funding drones that kill other human beings, CKW doesn't do that. When you pledge your money here, we're not trying to buy drones or guns or whatever to kill people. We're just trying to stay afloat. And so instead of spending $156 plus tax, you know, per year, why don't you just give us a $75 pledge or $120 and
keep it in your, can you keep it in local?
Yeah. Yeah, and not only that, at CKW, if you listen on a regular basis, we're pretty huge supporters of the local community, the music scene, the art scene. So we'll also tell you where the shows are, where what art show's going on, who's hot, who's not in the scene, and that's something that Spotify and Apple Music just can't do. They can't pull it off, and they definitely don't. They definitely don't support our local bands like they should. They don't pay them anything for the streams, and then of course they don't do anything to help promote them at all. So another reason to stick with CKW and help us keep broadcasting for another year. You know,
here's an example. Just grabbed a handful of CDs off the shelf. Here's a band. Have you heard of these bands? Music. Nap Eyes.
I've heard of them, yeah.
Okay. Slow Leaves.
Oh, yes, yes.
Local. Trampoline.
Oh, yes.
Local. The Districts?
Nope.
Sheena Co.
Nope.
Downtime.
Downtime.
From the Headache to the... What the hell is this? From the... I don't even... Confusionaires.
Oh, interesting.
And... Mute Choir. Is that the... Not the label, Mute. Mute Choir. That's what it's called.
Weird.
And that's, I haven't heard half, I mean.
Yeah.
So that's music you would see. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, on CKW, you would potentially hear that.
For sure.
And that's just a handful.
I play a ton of Slow Leaves on this show. I love Slow Leaves. They're so good. One of my, I did a best of list for last year, and that was one of my shows of the year. I saw them at Blue Note Park outdoors, and it was for Breakout West, actually, which was really fun. And that was awesome. When I was blown away by Slow Leaves. They're playing pretty soon, I think, at the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club. So one of the best clubs, I'd say, in the damn world, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it's a good... I mean, I've learned so much about music. Being here, working here, and listening. Like, I've... Since the early days, overnight radio, and... I think, actually, I had a coworker who purchased a actual kitchen radio because she was sick of the internet. Because she said, I can't sit here and like click and program. I just want to turn it on and just have the music come at you.
That's right.
Somebody else can curate it, you know. I just want to listen to the radio.
For sure.
And they'll talk about the local shows and the news and whatever weird musings they're talking about, you know.
So. Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. You know what I should do? Like, I was going to bring up the whole diversity part of it, which is if you're a big music fan and you're multi-genre, it's amazing for you. But also, you just got to kind of find your show. And if you keep us going and you keep Stylus going, we actually focus on different shows, you know, on CKW. But I mean, I'll just go through a few, like the Vulcan's Hold, which is on Mondays at 4 p.m. That's a trip hop show. It's all trip hop. It's a wicked show. And then right after that at 5 p.m., one of my favorite shows on CKW, Thrash Can. I am a big heavy metal guy, though, so that's not everyone's jam. But then right after Thrash Can is The World, which is an amazing show, actually. It's world music, for Pete's sakes. And then after that, Destination Moon comes on, which is, what do they call it, a sock hop?
It's sort of got
sock hop a go-go
vibe. It's got that vibe.
Yeah. It's old school, like surf and garage and all that. It's freaking awesome. It's such a good show. Spirit 303, which, she's pretty cool. She does a lot of like focus on albums, it seems like. Like, she does, like, cassettes.
Well, yesterday was New Order, and before that was sort of like, I guess some vaporwave, chillwave thing going on or something.
Yeah, her show is neat. It's definitely cool. And then kind of ending off Monday is Metal Monday, which is like a show like this. It's late night radio till 3 in the morning. And the next day, you know, earlier on today, actually, Tuesday, Boots and Saddles on, which is, if you're a country music person, good grief. That is one of the most important country music shows in Canada. There's no question about it. I don't know much about Radio Free Winnipeg, though. Is it?
I believe that's...
That's Scott's show. Yeah. That's Scott's show, yeah. So Scott will go heavy, and he'll go light. It's like this show. Mm. Yeah, I think he gets interviews as well. System Kids is an important show, no question about it. More talk radio on that one. Sonic Blanket, Whatever Gaze, unbelievable. On My Way Home, that's three shows earlier on Tuesday that are just wicked. And then Transland, I mean, if you're a trance fan, you have to listen to that.
And that's like tip of the iceberg. Like, there's so much electronic music out there, and trance is just a cypro. So and he's got passion, boy.
He's awesome. Mike's the host of that one, and they actually rebroadcast him on Wednesday night too, in the middle of the night, in case you missed it. So in case you have to stay awake, because Transland's no joke. It's like full of energy, craziness. So, but and then, you know, tomorrow, make sure you tune in, because, you know, Space Cadet, Amateur Hour, Twang, Trust, Sane, Dead Medium, all in a row. Holy cow, brutal. And Two Princes, which is a pretty funny show to kind of end off the day. And actually, I should mention Shrimp Farm Crypto, which to me, Shrimp Farm Crypto makes me laugh every single time. Those two guys are freaking hilarious. They're amazing. And I love that show. But and I should mention the next show live after Night Danger leaves at 3 o'clock tonight is The Incredible Voyage. So if you're a jazz person, that show is ridiculous. That is a well-researched, well-done show. That show makes a lot of money on Fun Drive. It's ridiculous. So I won't go through all of them, but Barking Dog is like... unbelievable for folk music. You know, Tawny the Brave is actually hosted by Dave, who's actually the drummer for Novelero. Like, we have a lot of like Boots and Saddle is Sean Burns, who's the bass player for Cor Blund, for Pete's sakes.
Yeah, we had
unbelievable.
We had a noon hour show. We had Royal Canoe musician. What the name? We had a bunch. We had over the years we've had world. We had DJ like scratch DJs that have won world competitions and been on labels and stuff and like world tours. We had like a couple people started music festivals. Several music festivals started here essentially. Had this genesis in CKW. We've had believe Constellation Records had some sort of connections there.
Yeah.
We had DJs. We had CBC. People come to go to CBC, come from CBC back here to retire. We've had
Pages.
That was a network radio. You had Nightlines.
Yeah.
Programmer. We had.
Well, we mentioned Gil being in Living Hour. He's also the co-creator of Real Love Winnipeg, who everyone's heard of. Real Love does tons of shows here.
There's what's his face? Toronto. He does the After Dark program.
Oh,
his face. Dario. Yeah. So he had a show here, years ago.
Yeah. Who was that? There's a Much Music VJ that started here as well, and he went on to Much Music.
Yeah,
I can't remember his name now, but
And you came from commercial radio. Yourself.
I did.
Yes,
I did. I was on Power 90. Well, I wasn't on the air on Power and stuff, but I was on the air at KX96 in Brandon for a little bit. But
so you know the drill about all the industry.
Yeah.
So you definitely appreciate the freedom here. So.
I do. I never got to choose any songs at KX. They were very strict, and we didn't play good music at KX. It was at least I didn't like it. So being on the air here and programming, remember, all the volunteers are programming their shows and performing them. They're not. When I was at KX96 on air, I would come in and they would have my music logs all set for me by the music director, and of course that we had our are run, which is basically how you're supposed to play, you know, when you're supposed to play everything. And the most important thing was definitely not the music. The most important thing on commercial radio is that you get your commercials on when they say you. So if they say, like right now it's 2:25, if I had to play commercials on, you know, commercial radio, we would not be talking right now. We would have to play the commercials because those guys get pissed off, right? Like they're paying us to play, you know, a commercial about soap or whatever. So you know, we have to play them on time too. So if I was like a minute late playing a commercial on commercial radio, they'd be like, dude, that sucks. You're, you know, don't do that. You have to play the commercials on time. And here, I mean, if we want to talk for the rest of the show, which is only about a half, like 34 minutes left, we can just do whatever we want. We can play whatever songs we want too, which I love. You know, like I kind of resented going in and just playing all these tunes, and then I had to go on the radio and go, well, wasn't that a great tune? And meanwhile, I'm thinking, that was a horrible tune. That sucked so bad, you know? But I would go on the air and be like, oh, yeah, that was a great tune by, you know, Billy Bob Thornton. You know, meanwhile, I knew nothing about it except that he sucked. And that was it, so, yeah.
How's those Jets? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Something innocuous and very vacant.
That's right.
Vacuous, I guess, would be a word. Sort of water cooler talk in here.
Yeah.
Just, you don't want to piss people off. You don't want to.
Yeah.
So you got to, what do you talk about?
Yeah. Yeah. And we almost had to talk about what they kind of told us to talk about, which is pretty crazy. Like,
talk up that conference you go, or that, you know, your, I had my personal appearance later at the garage sale as Ed or something, you know.
Yeah. I remember they told me to talk more about the Brandon Wheat Kings, the Wheaties. They're like, hey, you got to talk up the Wheaties a bit more. I'm like, fine. I don't mind. I'm a hockey fan, and I like the Wheat Kings, so that was kind of fun for me. But, yeah, like I said, the songs and all that and just the annoying commercials I had to play, I was like, this is terrible. But it was funny. People in Brandon thought I was like some big celebrity. I remember I didn't pay for a drink for a long time. Like, I'd get off my shift and go to the local pub and stuff, and they're like, you're on KX96? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh, man, I'll buy you. You want a beer? I'm like, yeah. And that was it. That was the only good part about it. And even the people there weren't that cool. You know what I mean? Like, here, I come to CKW, and everyone's cool. It's bizarre. It's
yeah,
like,
they're from some scene or something. Or you give me a student, but that's some interesting. I mean, just by virtue of, you know, it just so much cross. I mean, I've heard you talk about all the people that have come through here, all the experience put together, and the you think about the, if CKW wasn't here, there would be, I don't know, would these festivals exist? Would these bands exist? Or does, you know, you know, what's that Christmas, it's a Wonderful Life, you know, like,
Yeah, no, for
what
sure.
What if CKW didn't exist?
For sure. It's pretty cool. You know, we play a bunch of bands, like back in the day especially, and then some of those bands just blew up. Like, this is probably one of the first stations that played Propagandy, and look at them now. They're, like, ridiculous. Yeah, they're all over the place, you know. John K. Sampson as well. Yeah, pretty good. You know, I wonder about Crash Test. You know, back then, I wonder if we were one of the first ones to spinning them
in the cafeteria.
That's right, way back then. Yeah,
I heard people like were they cut the cable to the speaker because they wanted to, like, study or something. Maybe some people were like DJ. There's nobody listening. There's like the speakers are out.
Yeah.
So we had Styles magazine. That was the, I remember Ted saying, that's our transmitter. It was a Styles magazine.
Oh, no way. No way. And yeah, like just to mention, like, Stylus is, we're trying to save it right now. That's another board meeting thing, but it's not saved yet, and we're close. I think we're going to be able to do it, but we need to do the $60,000 thing for sure, because we fund Stylus. Like, the $60,000, some of it's going to go to the Stylus budget, which we're working on. We're actually working on cutting costs so that we can afford to keep them, you know, alive and kicking. But you know what? If we don't hit 60,000, I'm just not sure that's going to be possible. Like, I don't want to be whatever, but we need to make 60,000. No joke. Like, we do a lot of joking around here, but honestly, if we only make 50,000 this year on Fund Drive, first of all, Stylus might be out. Second of all, you know, I think the radio station will keep going, but we won't be able to do anything extra, like nothing. We won't be able to do any extra programming. I mean, if we want to put any money into promotions or something like that, that will not happen. So, yeah, please, if you're out there and you want to give us some, oh, yeah, you would be the latest pledger ever on Night Danger Radio. It's 2:31 in the morning. So give us a call, 204-774-6877. Or head online, www.ckuw.ca/donate, and give us some money. We're doing well. Like, I don't want to sound all gloomy and doomy here in the middle of the, you know, early in the morning here, but I mean, we're what, $17,232. So we're doing it, but we need 60.
You need, do you have $5,000? Do you have $500? Do you have $35? You know?
Yep.
What do you got?
So. Yep. It all adds up for sure. My show goal is for $2,000, and we're sitting at $400 even, which is kind of neat, actually. But anyways, yeah. And I know we got another week of, you know, a week and a half of this and stuff, but you know, there's no time like the present. And yeah, listen, if Night Danger is not your thing, and another show is, call us. We'll put through the pledge. The every single penny that goes that you pledge goes into a big bank account and helps us pay our bills and all that other stuff, fixed stuff, and you know, licenses and all that fun stuff that we got to pay for all the time. So so yeah, if call in, pledge to any show you like. There's a million to choose from, and there's a million great shows on this radio station. There's no question. So yeah. Well, maybe we better play a few more. You know what I'm thinking? You know, we got to do this now. It's Valentine's Day on the 14th of February coming up. Today's the 11th. Today's February 11th. So in a few days, it's Valentine's Day. So I'm going to play a couple Valentine's Day songs here, and we'll come back and we'll plead you for more money, and then I'm going to. We're going to pack everything up, and we're going to head home, and we're going to sleep. Even Mr. Mumbles is yawning now. Yeah. So I'm pretty okay with it just being another half an hour, because my eyes are getting, like, messed up. But an early happy Valentine's Day to you. But please give us a call and be the latest person to donate to Fund Drive on Night Danger Radio ever at 204-774-6877. Or ckuw.ca/donate is the online one. And hey, if you want to inquire about payment plans, call the 204-774-6877. And if you got questions about PayPal or e-transfer, we can answer those as well for you. So.
Yep, I can still have the energy to crunch some numbers for you.
That's right. And we do have computers here, so we can do the math, I think, still. So. All right, it's CKUW, it's 95.9 FM, Night Danger Radio. We got less than one half hour left in our first of two Fun Drive shows. So give us a call, 204-774-6877, www.ckuw.ca, and find that Donate Now button and give us a pledge. But call if you want questions answered, any of that stuff. All right. Happy early Valentine's Day. And here's some...
Please love us. Give us some money.
Yeah, spread the love around. Not just to your significant other. Give some love to the CKW, too.
Valentine, oh, it's Valentine. Well,
right. Well, happy early Valentine's Day to everybody. Of course, February 14th is the big Valentine's Day. So all the flower shops and chocolate shops in town are rubbing their hands together. They're like, oh, boy. Oh, how the money rolls in. It's a big, important time for those guys, for sure. And it's an important time for us. There's a lot going on, too. Holy cow. So besides Fun Drive 2026, which we're doing here on the air right now, we got the Olympics going on, which I'm pretty excited about. Pretty stoked about the old Olympics. That's super cool. Although our Canadian women's team got whooped today by the Americans. I think it was 5-0. Yee, not good. And like I said, I did phones. I took the phone shift on Sunday for the Super Bowl. And during the game, it got quite quiet, and it was super funny. Right after the game, we had a whole pile of online pledges. It was just like, you know, all coming in the in our inbox here. And we're like, holy cow, look at all these pledges coming. And so we could totally tell when the game ended. That's for sure. And I'm really happy because the Seattle Seahawks, who are my favorite NFL team, are world champions right now. Holy cow. And they dominated that game. I kind of watched, I PVR'd it. And I kind of watched it, and I was like, holy cow, these guys are just killing it. So it was great. So, but anyways, what we just heard, well, Tesla with the Love Song. Actually, it's just called Love Song. From the Great Radio Controversy, great record, from back in the 90s. Yes, indeed. When I was into my, I was kind of into my hair metal phase there. So I was listening to like Motley Crue and Warrant and Poison. I call those the lost years. But listen, the Tesla, for me, Tesla still withstands the test of time. They had like three or four records that I can still listen to now. I have a bit of trouble listening to the Motley Crue, I gotta say. And Motley Crue are coming here, by the way. They're coming to Winnipeg as part of like the it's through the Bombers. So the Bombers you know, kind of host a concert every year. They actually host two. There's a country one and there's a rock and roll one, and Motley Crue are the headliners coming up this summer. So get ready for that. Those guys are kind of showing their age now, though, and kind of showing that they may have partaken in a few too many drinks and maybe a few too many chemicals as well. So, but anyways, it would be a good nostalgia thing to go see the Crue, you know, and that's going to be at the football stadium. So, hey, there's not supposed to be my background music singing to me right now. Weird. That sounds very Valentine-ish as well, so kind of appropriate. There you go. All right, so Fun Drive 2026 rolls on. Oh, sorry, and we actually heard Shotgun Jimmy before that with Valentine's Day, and off the top, we actually heard a Casanova by Le Baron. So there you have it. There's a Valentine's Day set, so yeah. And so maybe show us a little bit of love. We haven't had a pledge since about midnight. And yeah, so the pledges are pretty slow tonight. That's for damn sure. So, but anyways, the Night Danger Radio Show is sitting at $400 pledged. Remember last year I did like 19, I did like 1,900 and some dollars. Yeah, so I'm hoping that everyone's waiting till next week to pledge, because we the Night Danger Radio Show is way behind. But I mean, the good news is I think the radio station itself are doing quite well. $17,232. Fun Drive began at 5 p.m. last Friday, so we're not that far into it. But I'll tell you what, time sneaks up on you, and so don't wait to give us your pledges. We need as much as we can get to keep Stylus Magazine running and to keep CKUW running. And I'm really hoping that we can actually hit $65,000 rather than just $60,000 this year. If we did that, we'd be able to present with you a lot of extra programming, including programming like Truth and Reconciliation shows. We have a homelessness show called Of No Fixed Address, which is wonderful. It's with a gentleman named Al Weeb. And Al actually at one point was homeless himself. So he knows all about it. And he tries to help people out that are struggling on the streets and stuff like that. And tries to educate us into how we can help people. Folks who are struggling on the streets as well. So there's tons and tons of important radio being done on the station. Res Vibe Connections is another one. That's a killer show for sure. So much to listen to on the radio. Diversity is definitely our strength, and community is definitely our strength too, as we are definitely part of the Winnipeg community, part of the art scene, part of the Cinematheque is one of our Friends card people. You get the Friends card for $35 only. You get Cinematheque. You get Organic Planet for your fruits and vegetables. So delicious. That place is amazing. And then you get the 9 record stores if you're a record collector like me. And get to go and get discounts on all the records in town. It's amazing. If you go to $75, you get the Fun Drive shirt, which looks incredible this year. $180 gets you the hoodie that I'm wearing right now. I'm nice and toasty warm, and when I get my parka on in a couple minutes here and head out into the frigid cold, I'll be toasty warm then too. So there you go. Oh.
Yeah?
No, wrong mic. Oh.
Radio?
Is that it? No, that's not it either.
Yeah.
I'll just turn on every mic.
Yeah, it's
stereo. Oh, there it is. There it is. There
surround
it is.
Sound.
Yeah. Okay, here.
This doesn't do that.
There we go.
That studio does.
There. We got surround sound going now, that's for sure.
You should wear
double
it properly, and then it can really go.
Yeah.
You can be like the bad cop and a good cop in the left ear and the right.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I don't want your stinking shirt. Give me the radio.
Yeah.
Give me CKW. That's all I want.
Yeah. Give me the tax receipt.
Tax receipt.
Yeah. My mama.
Oh, sorry, you're getting a shirt because you get $75. You're getting a shirt.
Yeah. You can't get both, though. You can't get tax receipt or you can't split it even.
Well, that's what the phone's for. I will explain. Yeah, you can do it this way, but you can't do it that way.
Yeah. I guess
if you do it this way, it'll work that way.
Yeah.
And then it's 3 in the damn morning. I can't, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, just do it on the website at your leisure time. Like, when are you awake? I'm awake at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Or no, maybe not. You might be in Shanghai somewhere.
That's
what
true.
What time is in Shanghai? I don't know. They're getting up for coffee. You can probably go on a computer there and do it. That's the beauty of the internet.
That's right. I remember your show.
Assuming the internet works. I don't know.
I remember Manitoba Moon. So I was listening late at night on a Friday night, and it was Fun Drive. And all of a sudden, and I don't even think you had a phone person. I think you were doing phones and doing the show all at the same time. And the phone kept ringing. And you'd be like, oh, I got to go answer the phone or something. And you'd throw on some wicked tunes. And then you'd come back and go, man, we just got like 2 or 3 pledges from somewhere in Texas, I remember. Mm. And so you never know where people are listening. It's interesting.
I had one show where in Saskatchewan, nobody from Winnipeg. It was all one person from the UK, one person from Saskatchewan. And it was the strangest show.
Incredible. Yeah. Yeah, the magic of the internet, man.
I was like, yeah.
Insane.
Yeah, I think it was some coffee shop was streaming CKW in Germany or something. I can't remember what it was. It was somewhere in Europe.
I wonder if that was Craig Bejang's. Remember when Craig from Tanglefoot and the Hummers and all that, he moved to Germany and he opened a little live music like cafe/bar. I know Greg McPherson went and played there actually because they're buddies. And I wonder if maybe he was streaming CKW because I mean, yeah, it's like morning time there or something. I think so.
They would have it on all day in the coffee shop.
Yeah, yeah,
it'd be cool.
Yeah, maybe. He was probably like, hey, man, that's where I used to live. That was the radio station I used to listen to all the time and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
The thing about foreign, like, you go to different places, and I know there was, like, apparently in Tokyo, there was a shop where you had the coolest some sort of records, and then would, like, the guy was also like a railway fan, so he had like all these railway train, like vinyl records of railway sounds.
Oh, cool.
It was like a very specialty shop, and it was like a cafe. I don't know. It was like a strange. It was just the weirdest things, you know, little shops. It was idiosyncratic things like that.
That's cool. That is cool. I like that for sure. Well, make sure this is it. It's 2:56. We got 4 minutes left in the show, so make sure though. Voyage goes at 11 a.m. That's the next live show on CKW. We're gonna go to the Motherland Influence now, which is out of Richmond, Virginia. And it's a cool show. If you're into the world music, these guys know what they're doing too. So even the shows that we pipe in that aren't done, you know, locally here in Winnipeg, man, whoever picks the shows that we actually import in is pretty awesome. Yeah, like the whole Democracy Now, of course, is massive. But when I drive home, I usually listen to the Motherland Influence, and I'm all like, damn, this is good stuff. So keep listening to CKW. We're going to take off in now 3 minutes or so. So the phone lines are going to go blank in about 3 minutes. But if you want to get one last, a really last second pledge, and the number is 204-774-6877. And you can always pledge on www.ckuw.ca/donate. And we'll be back next week, same time, same place. And hopefully by then we'll be, Night Danger will be a little bit better shape than we are. This is probably the slowest fun drive I've ever started on the show. Even my first year was faster than this, so I don't know what's going on. But anyways, we'll see how it goes next week. And maybe I should just talk all the way until we got 2 minutes left. So, get your pledges in. It's going to be of vital importance. And like me and David were talking about, you know, we lost the Valor FC soccer team because they didn't manage their money properly, obviously, and didn't promote themselves properly, probably. And then, Stylus is it's going to be a little hit or miss there. We don't want Stylus to go out of business. I mean, did you know that Stylus is the last free music publication left in Canada? We're the last one standing. Don't let it die. I love Stylus, and to get a free magazine, you know, on the stands that completely supports the local community, tells you about what's going on CKUW, the whole thing, super duper important. And I think it's cool that we have the last one remaining that's free. I mean, you know, it's amazing that we have that still, but you know, everything's gone up in price, and we're having trouble keeping her afloat. So we need your pledges for sure. So,
resource. What else are you going to read in the can?
That's right. And what else are you going to read on campus here at UW? Or when you head to the West End, they have copies there and stuff. So I mean, it's a good. I see quite a few students when I get here in the afternoon reading that thing. You know, downstairs here.
Like, I was like, oh, it's these bands. Local scene, you know?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I tell you, I was thrilled when I was on that CKU Who, you know, when they featured like a CKW show in the magazine and they featured Night Danger, my first year. That was thrilling for me. I was like, damn, this is awesome. So, incredible. But one last chance, folks. We're down to the last 30 seconds here. So 204-774-6877.